a stranger. But once you've put yourself beyond the pale of our raucous society in that way, you experience a feeling of liberation, and you will find yourself saying those words over and over again, and with an ever stronger conviction that you are in the right. Turn it down.
Andrew Martin was reading from his series of essays called The Sound and Fury, and he continues his investigations into phonophobia in the essay at the same time tomorrow night, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3. Well, more of our Baroque spring tomorrow. Handel is our current composer of the week. Donald MacLeod is joined by Handel's biographer Jonathan Keats to look at the effect of Italian music on the young Handel tomorrow at 12 midday, or again at 6:30 in the evening. And that's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. There's music through the night with Katrina Young from 12:30, but now at 11, time for Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
That's the London-based multi-instrumentalist Kobe Israelite and a track called Crayfish Horror. That's from his new album, Blues from Elsewhere. And hello again, welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington. I'll be here with you for the next hour and a half. The Czech singer and violinist Iva Bitova is someone we've been playing you since the very early days of Lake Junction, and I know a lot of you are big fans of hers. She's just made her debut release for ECM, just her voice, a violin and a kalimba. Very simple, very beautiful. And this is the opening track.
Ooh, dear.
One of the things I really love about that track is that it was recorded in that amazing chapel high up on the hill near Abbotsbury in Dorset. St Catherine's Chapel, it's called, and I remember the first time I ever walked in there, there were musicians just sitting and playing with the sun streaming through the windows. So rather nice that that's called The Huddling Place, and it's from 3Kane Wales' new album, Halts and Hovers. And that's a collection of music they've recorded in lots of different unusual places. They've included the Bandstand in Regent's Park in London, under the Cumberland Basin flyover at Bristol Docks, and in Pete Judge's kitchen. Or maybe that's not such an unusual place for Pete. The other members of the trio are Alex Van and Paul Bradley, and you can catch them at King's Place in London this coming Friday. And Eva Bitova, first of all, from her new album out very shortly. It's called Fragments. Erik Eriksson, the legendary Swedish choral conductor, died a couple of weeks ago at the age of 94. He made a really big impact on the choral scene and had his own famous Erik Eriksson choir. He won the Polar Music Prize for his work in 1997, sharing the prize with Bruce Springsteen. Here, Erik Eriksson conducts the group Accentus in a lovely evening hymn by Hugo Alfvén. Beautiful evening hymn by the Swedish composer and conductor Hugo Alfvén, sung by Accentus and conducted by the great Swedish choral conductor who died a few weeks ago at the age of 94, Erik Eriksson. No, thank you for your continued suggestions for versions of the song Strange Fruit, which I began playing you, I think, well before Christmas, starting with Billie Holiday. Well, here are two more versions made within a year of each other in the mid-1980s, beginning with one which Ian Whittingham emailed us to say it proves the truth of the old proverb, less is more. This is Robert Wyatt.
From the poplar tree. bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh, and the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is the first for the crows to blow, for the rain to wither, for the wind to sow, for the sun to rise, for the trees to dry. Here is a strange bit of twine. It's there.
That was UB40 and their version of Strange Fruit, recorded in 1985, following Robert Wyatt with Mogotsi Motla on bass and Frank Roberts on piano. We've had a lot of versions of Strange Fruit now. What do you think? Maybe we should move on. I've got another song to ask you about tomorrow night. But do get in touch if you'd like to. If you've still got some versions you'd like us to play, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Splash Girl are getting so many nice comments about their new album, Field Day Rituals, and I hope that means they're going to come back to the UK before too long, because they are such a fantastic live band. Anyway, here's another track from the album. It's called Twixt It and Silence. That comes from Stile Antico's latest CD, Passion and Resurrection. That was Thomas Tallis's O Sacrum Convivium. And that followed the trio's Splash Girl, Andreas Stensland-Löwe on piano, Jube Gemira on bass and Andreas Lönnmo-Knudsrud on drums. Well, last week I was telling you about my visit to the Bedroom Community Label in Reykjavik, where Valgeir Sigurdsson showed me around and I met the studio team. Outside, it looks like all the other houses in the cul-de-sac, but inside, it's a cavern of musical delights, lots of instruments and beautiful views, and a really great studio team. Out this month on the label is an album by the viola player Nadia Sirota, which is called Baroque. So I thought that tied in rather well with Radio 3's own Baroque season. Except this isn't an album of Bach or Handel or Telemann. The title's much more about the idea of a Baroque concerto, a soloist balanced against the ensemble like a concerto grosso. Nico Muley, a fellow Bedroom Community label mate, trusts her implicitly with his own music, complex details and intricacy here. So this is Nadia playing Nico's Etude No. 3. Thank you. That's one of the pieces from Eric Satie's Three Pieces in the Shape of a Pear, a response apparently to Debussy's criticism of him that his music lacked form. And poire, or pear, was current Parisian slang for idiot at the time, so that obviously appealed as well. Anne Kefalek and Catherine Collard were playing it there. And later on this month, from the 22nd to the 24th of March, there's a festival of French piano music at the Institut Français in London called It's All About Piano. And before that, Nico Muhly's Etude No. 3, played by Nadia Sirota. That's from her new album called Baroque. It's out on the Bedroom Community label, and you can read more about my visit to their studios on my blog on the Radio 3 website. Roy Harper's use of the word Baroque in his album title was for different reasons. Flat Baroque and Berserk is the full title, and this is Song of the Ages.
There's a house on a hillside in a picture book where he stands with his mother. As I stop to look, he's a child of the North. Lands. With his long golden hair and his mind running wild, in the snow by the campfire, where the nights are long, you can hear his big daddy sing a very old song. See you soon. I'll be laughing along. Thank you.
producer Hugues de Courson's African Bach project called Lamborena, bringing together the music of Bach and musicians from Gabon. And Nana Vasconcelos was also on that track, based on Herr unser Herrscher from Bach's St. John Passion. And you can read all about Radio 3's Baroque season on the Radio 3 website. Roy Harper's Song of the Ages before all that, from his album called Flat Baroque and Berserk. And, of course, congratulations to Roy, who was given a Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Radio 2 Folk Awards in Glasgow. American guitarist Lena Hughes was someone who was at the crossroads between the early recording pioneers of the 1920s and the musicians who had gone to revitalise the tradition. She only recorded on LP, but she was really active at fiddle conventions and folk festivals in Missouri. This is from her release recorded in the early 1960s, showing her finger-picking styles and her ethereal harmonies. And that recording's been re-released with John Renbourn's blessing as he wrote the sleeve notes. Thank you. That's Alden Klever from his recent solo album. Following more music from the brilliant Collision Detection series, this time from Isnadj Dewi and a track called West. And first of all there, Lena Hughes, Queen of the Flat Top Guitar and Kentucky Moon Waltz. By the way, you can still listen to last week's Late Junction collaboration session between Jerry Douglas and Stian Carstensen. That's via the Radio 3 website and it will be available as a podcast as well. When I was in Reykjavik recently, I went to the Dark Music Days Festival, which is a really fantastic showcase for the contemporary music scene in a city buzzing with live music and imaginative musicians. Nordic Effect is a group who play contemporary music on Baroque instruments, as their flautist Georgia Brown explained to me. And then we're going to hear her solo performance from a concert in the festival of Sophie Dufoutrelle's Couleur Neige.
There's a different tone, colour in the instruments we play. There's a generally a softer, more subtle approach. Different range of sounds and colours. That it's more homogeneous and natural sounds, as all the instruments we play are made of from natural fibres.
Thank you.
Georgia Brown, flautist with the Icelandic group Nordic Effect, gave a great concert in the Dark Music Days Festival in Reykjavik recently. That was Sophie Dufetrel's Couleur Neige. And many thanks to Iceland Radio for that recording. And I'm looking forward to listening back to more of the concerts I went to in the beautiful concert hall in Reykjavik called Harpa. Out last week was a collaboration between British singer-songwriter Lloyd Cole and father of German electronics, Sir Hans-Joachim Rodelius. Rodelius had been sent Cole's album Plastic Wood in 2001 and liked it so much that he began remixing it. Cole was, of course, impressed and flattered, and the two wrote to each other over the coming years and finally met 10 years later. And they began, over the internet, to exchange their music in earnest, in a friendly labyrinth of constant surprise.
han och tårar han. Aldrig kom den frian fram.
Alpha 7 is an electronic music project by Pete Roberts, and Pete wrote to me and said, here's some new music. It's a mixture of electronics and found sounds, for example, a dishwasher. And sure enough, there is a dishwasher in that track called Rain Chime, as well as a portable radio and an antique Sinclair pocket calculator. I think antique might be going a bit far. Old is probably good enough. Swedish singers Kangaroo just before, and first of all, they're a collaboration between Lloyd Cole and Hans-Joachim Rodelius, which has just been released, and that was a track from them called Pastoral. Avon Lönning plays sax, Espen Reinertsen plays the trumpet, and you might have heard them with a Christian Valmre ensemble tour not so long ago. But together, Espen and Avon are an improvising duo called Streifen Junko, who count the great Sitzel Endresen amongst their most ardent fans. In fact, she chose them to collaborate with for her 60th birthday concerts last year. I love their sound world of impeccable playing and recording and emotionally mysterious journeys. So I'm going to end tonight with part of their recent album called Svaltur. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Music Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katrina Young. It's Handel who'll be keeping us company for the next couple of hours. Music played for the most part by one ensemble, but in two different venues. Hervé Niquet brought his baroque group Le Concert Spirituel to the 2012 Proms, music for the Royal Fireworks and water music coming up later. But they were also busy that year at a festival in Antwerp. Lots of Handel on the menu there too, starting with a concerto grosso, one of a set he wrote while he was living in London. They were part of a plan to entice audiences to come to his oratorios. I think I'd be persuaded by this.
Thank you. Thank you.